possible.
Equality, fairness, and justice.
The ideals of liberty and the dignity of the individual.
I feel that I belong to America, and America belongs to me.
There are many answers to the question, what is my America, part of our series this week. But just listen to the voice, no, voices, of our next guest.
When I was a little boy, we didn't have a television. We had a window.
My name is Henri-Marie Raymond Toulouse-Lautrec Montpas.
From now on, refer to me as Lord of the Flames.
Who is he? He's a nobody.
I'm the Latino Marilyn Monroe. I got more legs than a bucket of chicken.
The many voices of the great John Leguizamo. They are from the movies Moulin Rouge, Ice Age, Tu Wong Fu, and his Broadway show, Ghetto Clown, which is running through July 10th. But all of those voices come from the tough, diverse, populated streets of New York, where John Leguizamo's roots, heart, and ultimately his America really is.
My America is a very multi-ethnic, socio-economically diverse, educationally diverse, and, just incredible diversity. I grew up in New York City, Jackson Heights. It was, at the time, the most densely ethnically varied neighborhood in the world.
Where the life in the summertime is on the stoop.
Is on the stoop, yeah.
And the sidewalk.
And you had the white flight happening at the same time. You know, all the Italians, Irish, German, and Jews were leaving the neighborhood, and we were moving in.
Yeah.
All the Puerto Ricans, Colombians, Dominicans, Ecuadorians. And we just got Mexicans recently. But they were still there hanging out with us, calling us names. It was great.
I mean, but do you think that the idea of patriotism has gotten easier to define now, or was it easier when you were a kid?
It was interesting because, you know, I always felt a little bit other, you know. I never really felt completely accepted.
Even in that diverse neighborhood?
Even in the diverse neighborhood, you felt kind of there was an America for everybody else and there's an America for you. You know what I mean? There's America that everybody else gets and you get a discounted dream, you know what I mean? And that's the way I kind of grew up thinking, you know, that...
It's not general admission. It's
no, exactly.
Everybody's got a ticket with a little seat on it, right?
Right. There's no assigned seats. If it comes first, gets it. But it wasn't just comes first. I mean, it was a certain you were not going to get all those other things everybody else was going to get. So it was a different kind of America. I mean, I was still having a great time and enjoying myself, and I loved America and I wanted to be, but I knew that I wouldn't get everything that everybody else got. And my friends felt the same way.
We're talking with John Leguizamo, currently starring in the one-man Broadway show Ghetto Clown, which is running through July 10th, doing very, very well. When does that struggle for survival become funny?
Quickly. You know what it becomes quick? When you're at home is also a struggle. And at home it was tough too. You know, my parents were incredibly ambitious and driven. And
Colombians, right?
Yeah, Colombian Puerto Ricans. And so driven to succeed and wanting us to succeed. So there was no room for fun. So I was trying to get squeezed fun and laughter out of everything, man, out of every moment of my existence, because there was just so much pressure everywhere that was the way I blended in with all the white kids, blended in with the other Latin kids. And
make them laugh.
You were voted most talkative in your high school.
Because I had a very competitive school for class clowns.
Wow.
So I got the consolation prize of most talkative. Like, that's something good.
Is that a special high school in New York for class clowns?
It's a special education. The short bus for clowns. Yeah. By the time I got to Berkham High, I was mad ambitious, man. So I became the school class clown. That's me. That's me with my sad fro. I know, I wouldn't even sleep with me. And my father was like, mijo, cut that ugly thing off. You're not black. Well, actually, Dad, if you look at the hybrid chart, you can see that we Latin people are an all-you-can-eat buffet of DNA. I'm like a number six over there. No te entiendo con India.
Do you think that the immigration debate is making people reconsider what it means to be American at this point?
In good ways and bad ways. I mean, I love the world being a global place where what you belong to is the human beings. We're all human beings, and we're all in this together. Let's make it a better place. There's too many clubs, too many divisions, I feel, you know. I don't want to be living in a ghetto of all the same people. I want to live with everybody. I love all the diversity. I grew up is what I want to be around all the time, not just a monolith of
just Latin people either. You know, I want everybody.
You know, that's an interesting tension in your career. Maybe it's not a tension because, I mean, in a lot of the roles that you play in movies, sometimes it is a category, it is a box. But on stage, you go from one end of the galaxy to the other. Do you think that American culture understands the idea of diversity in the way that you understand it? That I can sound like a Jew, I can sound like a Puerto Rican, I can sound like a Colombian, I can sound like a Upper East Sider.
No, because I'm always having to delve into their world, and most people don't have to delve into my world. You know what I mean? You don't. It's not like a turnstile at the subway where you can go back and forth. You don't.
Are you sure I can't go into your world? Are you sure about that? You sure?
You sound Italian, but that's
it. Hey, there you go.
The Jersey Shore. It's all right. Hey, do what you got to do. It's all right for me. I don't care. You know, I'm doing my thing. You trying to talk like me, man? This is what you're trying to do? Something like that?
But there? That sounds like that when someone is a movie star, if you're a movie star, that doesn't mean that the people who enjoy watching you in movies are actually accepting you. That sounds like that's what you're saying.
True that. I mean, you go into the neighborhoods. And they're really friendly, but you know there's a lot of strange, you know, racist comments. You know, like you're really articulate. Meaning you know, other Latin people aren't articulate. or you're really well spoken, or you really, you know. But there's always like a comparison to whoever they think.
I heard you on that public radio show. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
You did a great
job.
You
sounded so put together.
Yeah, but you learn so much stuff.
Do you still fight that stuff when in your performing and in your writing?
Do I what?
Fight that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, like last night I'm watching TV and I'm watching all these little girls, 19, 18, in Atlanta, Georgia, sitting outside the college saying, I want to go to school too. I know I'm an illegal alien and I don't care if you deport me. I want an education in this country. Articulate, powerful, strong, 19 years old. I didn't have that kind of courage. And still doing that kind of stuff, you know. I mean, we're still, you know, land people are still battling in this country, you know. So it's always going to be a battle. And I use, you know, humor and my show to elevate. You know, I want to elevate. I want to uplift this world and make it a better place.
So when you look at the fireworks on the 4th of July, you think of those courageous sparks from those people who are willing to step up, who are really willing to do that.
Yeah, I was very moved by this strength, you know, and outing themselves like that, and you know, watching them being arrested, like you're watching the '60s when all these young black activists were being arrested. You know, it's still going on. I mean, and most Americans don't even know that's going on. You know,
that's the 4th of July to you.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag. You know, I'm having a great time. I'm having a barbecue. I'm watching the fireworks upstate New York with all my friends, and I'm still thinking about my head is still in other places too. You know, it's a mixed bag. I think it's one of the greatest countries in the world. I still do. Where we can still talk about things and argue about things, and there's still a place where we all mix and have a great time. You know, I still have a great time in this country, regardless that I'm aware of these other situations still going on in our country. It's always been like that, though. This country's always been a little schizophrenic.
So freedom in America is one thing, but do your parents laugh at your jokes?
You know, not really, because they're in it. They don't like being part of the joke. The joke's on them, unfortunately. Sorry,
Freedom only goes so far. John Leguizamo, thanks so much.
Thank you, man.
John Leguizamo's America. We spoke with him last week for our series. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.